You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Regarding email sign-offs, regards is more popular than I was expecting, but it does not top the list of words people use to close their emails.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And I was excited about this one because while you were researching it, I just happened to ask you a question about sincerely, which I trust we will get to at some point.
We will. I love the coincidence as you and I are both thinking about words that sometimes our thinking overlaps. We actually talked about email openings and closings about 4 years ago on this program, but I wanted to bring it back because there was a new study by Boomerang, the email program, which I use to delay send on emails. So if I'm emailing late at night, I will delay for those emails to go out in the morning. And Boomerang did an analysis of about 300,000 emails and was looking at how do people open and how do people close. If you had to guess, what do you think is the most common opening?
Well, I send a lot of emails, and I think the one that I use the most often is just hi.
That's what I do, and we're at the top of the list.
All right.
Hi is the most common, and it's twice as common as the next one, which is hello.
I use that one occasionally. It feels a little more formal
to me.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. I don't tend to use hello, but what do I know? The third most common is dear. After that, you have hey, and the fifth one was greetings.
No, I don't use that one. I get some spam emails that start off with that one, though.
That's right. Now, they were also looking at which openings get the best response rate. In other words, if you use that opening, will people email you back? The best response rate is hey, but hey, hello, and hi all cluster together. Pretty good. Greetings is then the next one. And dear comes after that. So it appears you do better with things other than dear. Now, while we're on these, let me just ask you, how old do you think the word hi is?
It's one of those words that's just always been there for me. So I'm going to guess fairly old.
That's a nice open-ended answer. The Oxford English Dictionary has hi back to 1862 as a greeting.
Okay,
you can find it a little earlier as a exclamation, but as a greeting, 1862. Now let's talk about closings. How do you close?
I think more often than not, I just say thanks.
That puts you in the know. And I read this and I thought, I am so uncool. At the university, we sign off with best.
Best. I knew you were going to say that.
And I feel terrible. This Boomerang study has the most popular closings. Best comes in at 7. Thanks comes in first. Regards comes in second. My brother-in-law uses regards at the end of his emails, and I think it's a little goofy, but clearly I don't know what I'm doing. After that, you get cheers, which I know there are Americans who think that that is a little too British. After that, best regards, and then thanks in advance.
Thanks in advance? That's rather presumptuous.
Well, presumptuous but effective. When they looked at the best response rates, all the versions of thanks, including thanks in advance, get the best response rates. It's kind of the guilt trip, right?
Right.
I know you're going to respond, so I'm thanking you in advance. And there have been other studies that have shown that the thanks closing is quite effective. That regards closing is related to the expression, give someone my regards. Again, it's that expression of affection or goodwill. It's the same thing as best wishes or even love. Now, you had asked about closing with sincerely.
Yeah, I saw it was actually a news article that talked a little bit about that. They said that it meant, or it translates from Latin, and it means without wax, had something to do with sculptors not using, if a sculptor doesn't use any wax, that means that the sculpture was perfect.
Right. And this theory is out there. And if you go look in the Oxford English Dictionary, which shows that sincere comes in from Latin, 16th century, they say there is no probability in the old explanation that sincere comes from without wax.
I really wanted that one to be true. It's so cool. Well, Anne, I sincerely thank you for joining us this morning.
Have a good Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.